Would you like to accelerate your career and reach your full potential in just minutes a day? Welcome to the LeadX Show with New York Times bestselling author and Inc. 500 entrepreneur, Kevin Cruz.
Welcome to the LeadX Show, everyone. I'm Kevin Cruz. This is the Friday weekly wrap-up show where instead of interviewing a guest, I get to talk about whatever I want, fill you in on the back office details, or answer listener questions. And today, I've got some good news and I've got some bad news. It's a big announcement day. But before I get to the news, I still need to ask you, please visit leadx.org. Check out our free leadership training course of the day. Maybe share it with your managers, your leaders, your friends. We've got every day a new course, either on productivity, on leadership and management, even on personal branding. And don't forget, go to leadx.org/subscribe and just subscribe and click to leave a quick rating for the LeadX Show on iTunes. So you want the good news, you want the bad news? I think people usually say the bad news first, right? So the bad news is the LeadX Show, we are changing it up. We are no longer going to be doing a daily show. We are no longer going to be broadcasting Monday through Friday. The good news is we're not shutting the podcast down. We're just not broadcasting as often. We're not doing as many episodes. So here's the story. We kicked off the LeadX Leadership Show back on, I think it was around March 1st, 2017. We've been doing it for 11 months, and this is show number 235. 235 episodes, 5 days a week. We've had some big name guests like Alan Alda and Captain Sully Sullenberger. We've had big author names, business names like Dan Pink. We've had CEOs, we've had Shark Tank entrepreneurs, we've had all kinds of people, and we've had lots of fun. I continue to have lots of fun doing it. And I continue to believe that podcasting is right now the fastest way to grow an audience, to grow your brand. I would encourage any entrepreneur, any solopreneur, any consultant to do it just for business reasons, even if it wasn't that much fun. But you need to think about something. Think about how hard it is for you to listen to the show every single day, you know, to spend the 30 minutes a day listening to the show. Well, if it takes you 30 minutes a day to listen to the show, think about how much time and effort and pain and money goes into creating that show every day. You know, we have to say no to all the stupid publicity people hounding us every day, probably 10, 15 times a day, begging us to interview, you know, their client who usually has nothing to do with leadership or career success. We need to proactively reach out and beg the guests that we want to interview. And a lot of them we get, a lot of them we don't get, and we just have to keep following up. We have to schedule all of our guests for these interviews. I have to read their books or their articles. I have to read their bios. I have to prepare for the interview and write the questions. We've been doing about 20 interviews a month, give or take, 16 to 20, again, for almost a year. Every time I record an interview, it needs to get edited and audio scrubbed and then posted up into the right places on the internet. Every podcast gets turned into articles that then run on Forbes and Huffington Post or on leadx.org. You know, we've got Jackie doing scheduling, Katrina on the post-production, Tara doing the writing and editing, Vanya then doing the social media marketing. But alas, it's about 11 months and $100,000 later, actually more than $100,000 later, we just haven't built a very big audience. Not enough. I mean, we love you. Don't get me wrong. I love you. I value every one of you, but our audience is not big enough to monetize the podcast, to get funding through sponsorship for the podcast. And we've tried. We've tried. We are probably getting about 5,000 or 6,000 unique listens per podcast episode. And you really need probably 20,000 or more before you can start to get advertising for your show. And that advertising is what would offset the $100,000 a year it takes to produce all these shows. By the way, how's this for transparency, right? Like, I'm a big believer in transparency and just putting the cards out. And this is how podcasting works. This is how business works. This is the results we've had after 11 months. So our audience grew very quickly and then leveled out. You know, we're like I said, we're maybe getting around 5,000-6,000 listens per show. And it makes you wonder, like, why didn't the LeadX show find an audience? When you look at some horrible shows out there that have a much bigger audience, you know, why didn't ours resonate, or why hasn't it yet? And I think, you know, part of it is that how many people are interested in leadership or career stuff? Like, more people, the size of the market's always going to be your number one variable. So this is no different. There's more people that like to fight about politics. There's more people that like to listen to comedians. There's more people that value all the NPR podcasts. And NPR has come onto the scene, and others, putting huge production value, spending a fortune on individual shows. And it's very tough to compete for listeners against shows like that. So, I mean, I think we have a niche topic, and we can't compete production value-wise with the NPRs. But it still doesn't quite explain what's going on, because there are other leadership shows, there are other management shows, manager shows, that are attracting a much bigger audience. And I'm not sure why. One of the bad things about the podcast movement is it's so new. Like, we don't have good metrics, meaning just literally the tools. It's very difficult to get a good handle on who your listeners are. And I've thought from the start that the way you want to build an audience and to save time building your audience is to grab as much attention as possible. That's why we're a daily show. I figure, let us be the thing you listen to on your way to work every single day. So it's a habit, the smartest way to start your day. And that might be right. We don't know. But since we've not been able to really grow the audience, there's another possibility. You know, how many of our listeners really listen to 5 days a week of shows? It's more likely that they're listening to 1 or 2 days a week. Maybe they only like the Friday show. I don't know. And so, in a way, by having 5 shows out each week and people having to choose from 5 shows each week to listen to, we could be diluting our audience. You know, if I only put out 1 show a week or 1 show a month, not that I'm going that direction, then everybody would be like, oh, wow, there's a brand new show. Let's listen to that today. And I'll go back to listening to my comedy or politics or other leadership shows the other 4 days a week. So we might be diluting our own per show audience. And by how much? Again, we just don't know. So anyway, we're not stopping the podcast. But as LeadX, the company, has spun up and we've launched the LeadX Academy, and we need to start pushing our message for online learning and get the mobile app out there, we have less and less time to spend on a giving back venue and a marketing venue that's very expensive and not generating a whole lot of traction. So we're going to scale it down, and we're going to do a weekly show with a guest interviewed, similar to the way I've been doing it. And if we get, it's going to be a weekly, I might actually dive in deeper, especially with our A-list guests. But we might, in those cases, break them into episode 1, episode 2. I kind of like each show being less than 30 minutes. And another benefit of going back to a weekly format, which again is how most podcasts are weekly. We were kind of crazy doing 5 days a week. We can be more selective with our guests. I mean, I think we've got really good guests, and I like the range. I like interviewing CEOs of multi-level marketing firms, you know, direct marketing firms. I like interviewing people from the military. I like interviewing athletes. I like interviewing nonprofit leaders. You know, I get sort of hooked on a segment, and I line up a bunch of leaders from that area. I don't think they all have to be celebrities. They don't all have to have a book. So I want to keep that approach, but this will let us be even more selective about who we bring on to the show. And as much as possible, I'm going to try to also keep the Q&A Friday show. As long as the questions are coming in, I'm going to try to just fill you in on what's been going on in the back office of LeadX that week and maybe a little bit of glimpse into my personal life, and then answer some questions. So that's two shows a week. Hopefully we can keep that path up. And there's one last thing. You know, we started, as a way to not have to recruit guests, we started the new Monday episodes, which are, if it's Monday, it's manager tips, tools, and rules. And we've gotten great feedback on those, really great feedback. But they're very different. You know, those are tutorials. They're for newer managers, very different than the interview format show. And they're still a pain in the butt to feel the pressure of having to create one of those every 7 days, every 5 business days. So what we're going to do with those is we are going to release those season at a time. So like every time we get like, say, 5 topics done, we've done 2 topics so far. When we get 5 topics done, we're going to release those as a separate podcast, like season 1. And then we'll do another 5 and release it all at once. Kind of like the Netflix model. You know, you just release the season at a time and people can binge listen when they want to. Maybe we'll even do these in a video format. People can binge watch when they want to. We're going to play around with that, but we can release them on our schedule, not sort of a forced, oh my God, we're a week away, we need another Monday show. So that's it. I mean, what you can look forward to, we are going to be archiving the daily, you know, first year shows, and that's going to become like season 1 of the Lead X show. And then season 2 is going to start our weekly format, weekly interview with a shorter Friday format. And we're going to move to that right away. And I think, you know, this is also a great time to just thank all of you for coming along for this ride. It was an experiment to launch this show. Those of you who've been here from the start know that my approach and the questions I asked in the first couple of weeks are very different than what I'm doing now. You know, we like to evolve. We like to mix it up. I think it's gotten to be a much better show, much tighter show. I appreciate you hanging in. Appreciate you giving us all those ideas along the way, telling us what you want more of, what you want less of. Huge thanks for all of you who have actually left a rating up on iTunes. That's our #1 way to grow our list. And thanks for sticking with us moving forward as we go back to 1 or 2 shows a week. we've got a whole library of 250 shows in the can for people who want to start with us way back. And we're going to, you know, stick with a more traditional podcast schedule moving forward. So on that note, thanks for this long explanation, this special announcement. And once again, I'm going to sign off by reminding you that we are actually on a mission to spark 100 million intentional leaders in 10 years. And we need your help. Leadership is influence, and we need you to lead by example. We need you to lead your family, to lead in your places of worship, to lead in your neighborhoods, and of course, to lead at work. Leadership is influence, so you're a leader whether you've got direct reports or not. We influence everyone around us. You need to be mindful of your influence. So I want to leave you once again today, ending season 1 of the LeadX Leadership Show, by asking, how will you lead today?